In this week's parsha, Yaakov says to Yosef, Mesa alai Rachel be'eretz Kanan baderech, that when Rachel died, I buried her on the way to Beis Lechem. Rashi explains, Yaakov was saying to Yosef, I know that you are upset, but I want you to know that there's a reason that I didn't even bring Rachel into Eretz Yisrael. And you should know that I did this al pi hadibur, because Hashem wanted Rachel to be an Ezra, to be a help for Klal Yisrael, and to be the defender for Klal Yisrael when Nebuzaradan brought us into Galus many generations later. And we see that this, in fact, happened in Sefer Yirmiyahu. We have the very famous psukim, Kol b'rama nishma, Rachel mevaka al baneha, etc. So there are a few questions that we need to address. First of all, why Rachel? Why was it necessary for Rachel rather than, let's say, Leah to be buried baderech? And secondly, what is it that Rachel did or said that in fact saved Klal Yisrael and gave us the zechus to come back from Galus? There's a very famous medrash that Rachel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, you know that Yaakov, my husband, loved me more than anyone. And he worked for me for 7 years. And when it was time to get married, my father wanted to switch me for my sister Leah, and I was very, very distraught about this because I knew what was going on. And I told my husband what my father was going to do. And so Yaakov gave me simanim so that he would be able to tell between me and my sister so that my father wouldn't be able to switch us. But then I did a chesed with my sister and I gave her those simanim. And not only that, but I wasn't jealous of her and I didn't humiliate and shame her. And I'm just a human being. I'm just a basar v'dam, afar v'efer, made out of dust and ash. And I wasn't jealous of my rival and I didn't bring her out to be ashamed. So you, Hashem, you are a melech, chai v'kayam, a rachaman. So why are you jealous of the avodah zarah that Klal Yisrael served? Why are you bringing Klal Yisrael into Galus to be lost with no hope of return because they served a foreign god? Why are you jealous and bringing my children into Galus so that they'll be killed and their enemies can destroy them? Miyad nisgalgalu rachamav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's mercy was aroused by Rachel's plea. Ve'omer, and Hashem said, because of you, Rachel, I promise that I am going to return Klal Yisrael. There will be an end to Galus in this world. And we see that this came about in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Hashem promises, Vishavu banim ligvulam, the end will be, Rachel, that your children will return to Eretz Yisrael. Now, why was Rachel's plea, why was Rachel's defense something that was Ma'orah Hashem's Rachamim? I mean, the Medrash says elsewhere that Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov came before Hashem. No, Hashem didn't listen to anybody else except for Rachel. So the Maharal says like this, the Maharal, the Gra, and others says like this, that Rachel knew that Yaakov had to have more than one wife because in this world, there's what we call pirud, separation. Things are not complete and whole in their totality. So, and Rachel realized that for the Shivtei Ka to exist in this world and to persevere throughout Galus,
it was necessary that they should be born from more than one mother, and that Yaakov should have more than one wife, and that Klal Yisrael would benefit from the unique qualities that each mother would endow the Shvatim with. And only in Olam Haba can there be total Achdus. So here's what Rachel Imenu was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachel said, Hashem, you made a world where we're now in Galus. And Galus is a place of pirud, of separation. It's not a place where Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Just like it says, Ki Yad Al Kes Ka Milchames Hashem Ba'amalik Midar Dar, that Amalek fights against Hashem in every generation, and Hashem's name is not complete so long as we are in Galus. So Rachel says to Hashem, you made a world where it's inevitable. There has to be Avodah Zara and Chet. So of course Klal Yisrael are supposed to bring themselves to a better place and try their hardest not to get caught up in Averos. But Rachel says, Hashem, this is the world that you made. And until we are in the times of Yemos HaMashiach, it's not even possible to have no chet. So Hashem, how could it be that you'll give up on us when you put us in a world that's like this? So it was Hashem's ratzon that Dafka Rachel should be buried baderech, that Rachel should be the ones that we passed by. And it was specifically Rachel who could evoke Hashem's rachamim, because she was the one who enabled Klal Yisrael to come from four different mothers, which was necessary for us to survive in Galus. But it is also in the Zechus of Rachel crying and begging the Ribbono Shel Olam to protect us and from our enemies, and to protect us from chet. All the time, Rachel continues to cry for us throughout this entire long, long Galus. And it is in this Zechus of Rachel who draws us all together by crying for all of us, not just Yosef and Binyamin, but for all of the Shivteka. It is this Zechus that is going to stand for Klal Yisrael, and it is because of Rachel Imenu that Hashem promised, Ki yesh sachar lepulaseich, Rachel, there's reward for your actions, both for giving Leah to Yaakov, and for all of your crying and crying and crying for so many generations. Vishavu banim ligvulam. And because of this, the geula will come and your children will return to their boundaries. And at that time, they will be one, and there will be true achdus in a world where Hashem Echad Ushemo Echad. Have a wonderful week.